KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Farmers in KZN are assessing the extent of the damage to their land and infrastructure following heavy rains and snowfall this week. Damaging winds brought down trees and power lines in some areas, while roads covered in thick snow in the vicinity of Kokstad were closed on Tuesday. The African Farmers Association says there are concerns among its members of financial losses. KZN chairperson Mungeni Skakane says farmers in the Midlands region are among the hardest hit.
In the area around Mkungundlovu, Mpendle, most of the farmers were crying there. When it snows, so the cattle won't graze, they will have no food. It means that you must buy food so that you will feed your livestock. Some of the livestock cattle, goats, sheep, they end up dying. In this province, we are affected. Some of the districts, FMD, so we need support.
He's urged local government to step in, saying many of these farmers have already been dealing with an outbreak of foot and mouth disease. Meanwhile, authorities in the Eastern Cape have described this week's deadly snow and flood disaster as the worst they've ever seen.
For me, it's a really, really first of its kind. As far as I'm aware, there could be other accounts probably in the history of our province and the country.
The death toll from Tuesday's severe storm has climbed to 49, with a figure expected to rise as search and rescue efforts continue in the Orotombo District Municipality. Disaster teams are in the process of relocating scores of displaced residents. The torrential rains, heavy winds and snow led to flooding and power outages. Premier Oscar Maboyane says significant progress has been made to restore electricity.
At this stage, 20 health facilities have suffered damages to varying levels. In terms of road infrastructure, engineers are on the ground assessing the impact and extent of the damage on our road network, including rural roads.
Over 58 schools have been damaged, affecting more than 6,000 pupils. The search is also continuing for four school children whose scholar transport vehicle was swept away by floodwaters in Mthatha. Basic Education Minister Sewe Karobe says they're concerned about the impact on learning.
Because some of the roofs have been blown away, there's been tremendous damage to the actual infrastructure of the building. And so some of the schools are probably going to have to ask some learners to stay away and while they're still doing mop-up operations.
And a third night of violence has rocked Northern Ireland, with hundreds of rioters and police clashing. Anti-immigrant demonstrations erupted after the alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl. Two boys appeared in court on Monday via a Romanian interpreter. The government has condemned what it's called acts of pure racism after attacks targeting migrants. Petrol bombs are among the items that have been thrown at officers. A water cannon was used on crowds. Residents there say there's fear in the community.
Terrifying, honestly. I'm scared to get out of the house. I've pursued education here. Absolutely heartbroken that it's not the same Ballymena that I had when I first came here.
22 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 21, Maritzburg 19. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, US Open, well, the Golf US Open gets underway today on a course Masters champion Rory McIlroy has described as feeling almost impossible. The Pro Tiers have a lot of work to do on day two, World Test Championship final against Australia. And we'll take a look at the upcoming fixtures in the PSL playoffs.